You're probably pretty familiar with Google Maps. That little GPS app in your pocket can show you the world, tell you how to get there, and help you find the best food in that city. But have you ever thought about playing it as a game? Enter GeoGuessr.
Guessing where I am on Google Maps, but only using the dirt. Okay, round one here. We have light gray soil, very arid climate. I'm going to go North Botswana here. Slightly more east, but was North Bots. Round two looks like New Zealand immediately with the soil color. I'm just gonna go New Zealand here, South Island. It was nice.
That's 23-year-old Trevor Rainbolt playing GeoGuessr. It's a game that pulls random images from Google Street View and makes the player guess the location anywhere on the planet. Rainbolt posts videos of himself playing the game on TikTok. He's become a sensation for identifying the locations correctly and incredibly fast.
A lot of it is just memorizing different things in different countries, including knowing what countries have what road lines, what countries use triple white road lines, what country has dash road lines, what country has green signs, what font they use on their sign, how many pedestrian crossing walks they have on their pedestrian signs. You're learning languages, you're learning road conditions, road length, license plates, car types, vegetation. Guessing where I am on Google Maps in 0.1 second, but only using half of the image. That's Austria. Nice, wow. Switzerland. Nice. Taiwan.
Rainbolt is so good at the game, he can also identify where random music videos are shot.
Finding the street from this music video. As long as I got you. On Google Maps. Immediately, with left-hand driving, black painted pole bottoms, and this telephone pole, I knew we were gonna be in Thailand. From there, I identified these islands shown earlier as the PP Islands in South Thailand, where I...
The music videos were just kind of a way to diversify my content at first, because I was just doing it organically in my free time. I mean, I just watch music videos, be like, I can't consume content without trying to find the road or like trying to find like what country it's in.
Rainbolt, who works for a publisher on Snapchat and has experience making viral digital content, says that mastering Google Maps has changed the way he views the world.
I look at the world completely different because of this game, in a good way. Like, it's such a privilege to be able to play this game and learn and see the cultures. The privilege about Google Street View is that you get to see how these countries are in the day-to-day, like how they normally would be. And that completely gives you a different lens on a lot of different countries in the world as a whole.
And if you're interested in testing out your own geographical knowledge, Rainbolt has a few tips.
The first thing I would learn would be bollards and telephone poles. Each country has a pretty distinct design, so it helps you really distinguish what country you're in. It's like, oh, I know Denmark has the yellow top on the bollard, then I know I'm going to be in Denmark.
And what does Rainbolt want to do with all these images of the world stored in his head? He says he eventually wants to see it all in person.
As many times as I've seen Indonesia's telephone poles, I would love to go see them in person. You know, just getting out there and experiencing these cultures, you know, with my feet in the soil.
That was Trevor Rainbolt. You can find him and his incredible image identification skills on TikTok as GeoRainbolt.